no matter what art form you're talking about, you're definitely talking about the ability to express yourself. People forget that martial arts is just that. The ability to express yourself using your body in self-defense and in preparation of that self-defense. It's a lot of hard training and hard work. The beauty of all art, all expression, is that there's an equal playing field. There doesn't need to be a whole lot of physical acumen in order for you to get better and defend yourself. The beauty of martial arts. There can be skill development involved. There can be multiple ways of defending yourself. We emphasize discipline when you talk about martial arts instead of just raw strength, which sometimes can matter. Believe me, I've seen those two things run butt up against each other. But by and large, this is the reason that women have been participating in martial arts more and more over the years. And, well, just know, doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, but this is a great place for women to dip their feet into athletically, even at a young age, and find that there is a lot of level playing field. So that's what we talk about, because Wednesday is Women's Day on Ego Killer. I'm Johan Francis. Thanks for coming back. Friends and family, I gotta let you know that what we do on Ego Killer is look for spaces in between the spaces of the human psyche. And that means that we have to share every time we come in and provide actionable steps and repeatable advice to help you get ahead with your habit change in your daily life. And of course, Wednesday is in fact Women's Day. We dedicate a little bit of time to addressing the ego-killing needs of the sisters out there, of the women who by and large are doing the thing majorly. So listen, over the years, I told you guys last time, nameless fighter that I seen inside the boxing gym. I went over there doing my thing and just taking on wave after wave of male sparring partners. I've seen it. I've been inside the gym. I've trained multiple women inside of boxing, a couple for kickboxing. I told you, a big shout out to my old friend Alex, who never in her life ever competed in a competition, and we trained her from almost scratch to take on her first Muay Thai competition. Now, she didn't actually go through with it because after we sent her to sparring, she had been a trained boxer. We got her in sparring, and the way we actually got her into sparring was pretty heroic in and of itself. And anyways, she realizes, she comes back to me about 4 days before the competition. She's like, you know what? I really don't like Muay Thai. I like boxing, though. She was nice with the hands, nice with the legs, too. But we were really going for it. I mean, let me just put it this way. If you've never done one of those competitions, anybody who has training could pretty much get in there and do their thing. You could rock with it. You could score some points. You might even win. Might even win when we talk about these point style competitions. But the discipline, the mental fortitude that it takes to practice right up until that point and to actually get better, that's not for the weak, right? That's not for the weak, especially over years. And she was with the business right away. I was like, yo, you want to do this? She's like, yeah. And that was it. We were training hard 2 to 3 mornings a week, just crushing pads. I have some amazing video of this somewhere on my phone, somewhere up in the cloud somewhere. But it, over time, there's a reason that this has become the domain for women, right? And it's only expanded more and more over the years, leading to not only there being a huge influx of very popular women across fight sports nowadays, but participation being at an all-time high. It has been well punctuated by Serrano and Taylor fighting at Madison Square Garden last year in that big blockbuster. So today, Women's Day on Ego Killer, let's break it down a little bit. Get ready for the breakdown. It's the breakdown of what we talk about here. It's Wednesday. Wednesday is Women's Day. Physicality. You always used to hear back in the day, if you're a coach like me, and you used to train some women who, again, right, we were talking about women not being a mainstay in most commercial big box gyms as much or as regularly as ubiquitously as they are now, as women are now, as you are all now. And a reason that I used to hear a lot of from women who maybe got told that they weren't supposed to lift weights, right? That's a male thing to do. Was, I'm going to get bulky, right? And what I always had to counter back with was, it takes years for you to get bulky. You're not about to get bulky, you know, curling 35 pounds. Struggling to curl 35 pounds because you've never done it before. And the women who are strong do this thing here regularly. It has been the domain of physical strength in the commercial gym. But inside of the dojo, we take a look. All right. And what we see is combat sports is about skill development over physical feats. And that's why women have really climbed the ladder. Some of the best MMA fights I've personally seen, you know, on TV were women's fights where the two women involved had the highest expression of skill inside of MMA underneath, say, 150 pounds that I've ever seen. Some of the best fighters on the planet are out here doing the thing and are women. Have you guys seen the Nissa Mexen fight? The kickboxer, right? Amazing technical ability. Not for a woman, not just for a kickboxer. I'm talking about for a martial artist being able to do the things that she does. If we see it in MMA, Amanda Nunes, right? The Lioness, love that. I got two lions inked on my body, so we're talking big mane, we're talking big claws, we're talking about, you know, BDE, really. We're talking about lions, we're talking about Leos, and I'm all for it. And Lioness had some of the greatest talent, pound for pound, inside of that octagon, regardless of gender. We talk about diversity. We talk about diversity. My get down was always playing football when I was young, growing up, and you didn't see very many women playing tackle football. I never once tackled a woman or a girl in a football helmet in my life. There weren't any girls out there. Because the diversity on a football field, on a basketball court, on the pitch, well, diversity has to do with your position. Well, inside of martial arts, when we work on the ground, when we work in grappling, that is a function of your personality. Your personality, your temperament, plays a much more impactful role in what punch-kick combinations you choose to go for. How you choose to pass guard, what direction you take. It has to do whether you're a kicker or you like to get in close with the clinch. All of that has to do with who you are as a person. Maybe you're somebody that is very thoughtful, thought-provoking individual. And so you're going to wait. You're a counter-striker. That's going to play out when you're in the room sparring, when you're training, when you're competing. Mental toughness. We talk about it all the time inside of martial arts, but mental toughness is the paramount place. I think I mentioned it before when I was younger. I always thought that the toughest people on the planet participated in football. Right? I was like, this is the domain of the tough guys right here. And then, you know, I kind of burned out, played out, and quit that. And then I started training boxing. And here I go, you know, donating my body for the cause on my helmet. And then I was in that boxing gym, and I was like, I can't last 3 minutes moving around. This is even tougher guys are. This is really where toughness is expounded on. Mental fortitude and toughness and strategy. Individual performance, right? Team sports, a little bit different. And lastly, we talk about the achievements inside of martial arts are recognized and celebrated more readily And this is a reason that you can see that there is a quality across the board. You've seen a lot of great moves in that capacity for women. And it's my belief that if you have young girls and you're a father or a mother, that she ought to learn some martial arts. That maybe even she learned some of these martial arts adjacent to MMA. Grappling. Kicking. Kickboxing. Maybe some of the non-traditional guys, you know? Whether it's some sort of weapons defense. Anything where competition is being held at the highest level. Get that in. It is the great equalizer. We talk about how much that there has been in the past limited opportunity. Well, there's only more opportunity going forward inside some of these combat sports, right? Over time, women are told, you ain't going to be able to do that. You can't dunk, so your sport isn't quite as special. And so WNBA suffers when people start to deride or malign the abilities of female basketball athletes. You know what I mean? Because that dunking isn't involved, right? We want to see that backboard shake every game or whatever it is. Well, we proved that in combat sports, there is actually a whole host of technical skills, and women are out here doing the thing just as well, right? I have studied a little bit of jiu-jitsu and have been handled on the mat by women who weigh less than me, because when you get put in kimuras, right, in platas, that thing hurts, and you have to let go. Brute strength, my friends, doesn't matter, and only if you've done it before can you even come close to attesting and saying, yes, sir, you're not lying right there. If you haven't, well, if you don't know, you just don't know. It has little to do with physical strength a lot of the time. When you have a qualified practitioner of any gender. We thought combat space sports being unsafe was the move. But we're regulated now, fam. And combat sports are super safe. And well, I know one thing. When you're talking about someone like Cyborg or Taylor, there is quite a bit of fanfare surrounding women inside of combat sports. And I want to leave you guys with this observation right here, all right? Now, I'm going to walk this tightrope, but I am going to express feminism, the idea of feminism. Okay, have you ever been accused of being a feminist? Guys, right? Especially comment, because the idea is, oh man, that's too soft. Like, what are you doing? You're not a woman. You never are going to be able to stand up for women. And if you're not a woman, right? Or if you're a feminist, you're just a horrible human. You know what I mean? We play feminism as the villain oftentimes. And if you're a feminist, you're taught to hate men because men are the root of all of this toxic ish flying around. But guys, look it up when I'm done. At least in modern times, do you know what the definition of feminism is? It is simply equality for all genders. Think about that. Equality first. And maybe what we look at or see miscarried when it comes to who expresses feminism is a misappropriation. It's somebody maybe that is a stance that does in fact not like another type of gender, another sex. And they're the loudest, most vociferous person out there, but they're doing it poorly, giving women who really care a bad name. Equality is all the idea is behind feminism. And if you think of it that way, I don't know that there's anyone out there that doesn't want equal footing for people, especially when it comes to these things. And I think the audience speaks for itself. Fights, participation, go to fight gyms now. I know a huge super world famous gym in my neck of the woods. When I first ever went in there, maybe about, I don't know, 2006-ish. Man, I don't think I saw a single woman in there for like 10 years. And now, from what I hear, there's actually like women competing. And that's a huge change, and we like to see that. All right, my friends. I'm going to leave you with that. Make sure that you guys hit up the Spotify for more of this Ego Killer as we peel back more layers. And, of course, tomorrow we're going to get to a little bit of advice and review on the show. Don't forget, the live is happening in about 3 weeks. And the last piece of info I want to leave you with, you guys, is we need you. We need you to comment. I need you guys to comment. So as much as you guys are out here peeling back these layers, go ahead and comment. Let me know what other topics I want you to invest in with me so I could invest back onto you guys. All right, cool. On that note, be kind. Rewind. Celebrate Women's Day. Big up to everyone out there. All right, cool. Have a good one and stay all the way up.